So we talked about the fact that there are two of these agents available. Is there any way to differentiate kind of how you use them or what happens clinically? Everything I hear sounds like it's almost virtually the same for both agents.
It's exactly the same. The way you use them and their safety profile, you know, they're almost the same. Maybe the efficacy a tiny bit better for the IDH2, but, you know, really they're pretty much the same. Obviously, the selection depends on the specific mutation that the patient has. You know, one is not going to work for the alternative mutation. So if you have an IDH2 mutation, the IDH1 inhibitor is not going to work, and vice versa. So that's the key thing. And, you know, these mutations are not all that common, but each one of them happens in about 8 to 12% of the patients. So it's not rare. So it's a mutation that has to be investigated on every patient.
Are you generally using this in first relapse?
Yes. Of course, we do have some clinical trials. We're starting to use it in combination because, particularly for younger patients, we want to make sure that they'll have a longer remission and or we transplant them after that. But certainly in relapse setting, as if I know that the patient has an IDH2 mutation, I am going to do an IDH-based therapy. If it is outside of a clinical trial, certainly at least single agent, you know, it's been good. And some of the clinical trials are starting to look at combinations, particularly with hypomethylating agents. That's a combination where we have a little bit more data, although still very preliminary. I don't know what's going to happen if that's going to be that much better than the single agent for salvage. So today, I don't use the combination outside of a trial.
I have heard stories about patients like yours who seem to do very well. As you say, they seem to tolerate it very well once they get on it. Any situations where you would consider using it up front in an elderly, frail patient?
Yeah, I think that on an older patient that cannot get chemotherapy, if you have an IDH mutation, definitely this is oral, it's outpatient, it's simple. So I would definitely use it on a patient. Now, because I don't know much about the duration and all of that, you have to balance that versus a hypomethylating agent. Would you use hypomethylating agent, decitabine, venetoclax in this patient? Yes, you could, absolutely. And if my patient was able to get that, I would probably go with that first. Would I use as frontline on a 78-year-old the inhibitor plus azacitidine or decitabine? Maybe, you know, I think that that's a possibility. Now, granted, the data so far is very limited. There's trials ongoing and they have been reported, but there's very few patients and very short follow-up. So we don't know that that's going to be any better than either one of them alone. But on a patient that has this frontline, I would consider that, yes.